terabytes worth of new data created each and every day, which means they have plenty of options to choose from. This massive influx of data hasn't happened under the radar either, which means that businesses everywhere are currently looking for ways to maximize their data analytics in new and exciting ways. When it comes to getting at the heart of the matter, it is important to keep in mind that the more insight you are able to glean from the data, the more easily you will be able to latch onto trends that might otherwise pass you by. This will mainly be done through the use of statistical analysis, along with multiple types of predictive modeling techniques that will be discussed in later chapters, which can be used for a variety of projects, regardless of the parameters or desired results. This process can be extremely useful, assuming it is used correctly, and can be put into practice successfully by both human and artificial intelligences as well. Basically, what it is all going to come down to is that traditional intelligences can often easily spot what a specific problem might be, how often it occurs, where it occurs, and how it occurs. However, accurate analytics remains the best way to easily trace a problem back to the source and determine what is likely to happen if the status quo continues unchanged. A brief history. Analytics, in the modern sense of the word, were first refined by a man by the name of Frederick Taylor, an engineer, who created a number of different exercises to encourage time management. He was very interested in the concept of industrial efficiency, along with the potential benefits it could bring to businesses of all types. He started off by determining how his team at Midworld Steelworks could work as efficiently as possible without taking any undue safety risks at the same time. The insights he gleaned helped to create the field of scientific management, and the most pertinent observations are still in use today. Perhaps most notably used directly by Henry Ford when it came to tuning the speed of his assembly lines, the real potential for analytics was not unlocked until computers became an everyday part of the workplace as a whole. Eventually, however, the computers became powerful enough to understand what truly large amounts of data were really saying, and were able to determine a wide variety of likely outcomes from the results. Thanks to computer science, data analytics has been able to rapidly become a part of several different common applications, and regularly shows up in everything from data warehouse to the resource planning systems utilized by major enterprises. Today, virtually every type of business has some type of data that is crucial to the understanding of the way their operations run and is used to ensure they keep doing so as efficiently as possible. Knowing what this data is, along with the ways to utilize it effectively, are two dramatically different things, however, which is where data analytics comes in. Well, rarely discussed, proper data analytic technique is one of the most important facets of the long-term success of a business. Making the most of it. When it comes to putting data analytics into play in order to complete a task, the first thing you will need to consider is if the process that you are about to utilize is actually going to be worth it in the long run. Data analytics costs are often quite high, especially if you are going either very wide or extremely granular, and it is possible that the costs are going to end up outweighing the benefits. For example, if you plan to go through all of the company's old sales data in order to find out the most profitable product that you sold last year in order to more effectively realign your business moving forward, this is likely going to be a worthwhile use of your time, assuming you end up with results that you can build on moving forward. Even if you find nothing useful, that is still worthwhile information to have, as it shows you would need to pivot into products that have a more dramatic following. On the contrary, however, if you spend the same amount of time to determine the number of sales you made on days with either 1 or 0 in the date, you likely could have put that money into better use elsewhere. In the first instance, assuming you found actionable information, you would then be able to look at the market conditions around your best sellers and strive to recreate them in as many different ways as possible. With this clearly outlined, you will then be able to shift the direction that your business is going to move in for the